Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It feels like that Jerry Sandusky call of a 93-yard kick return went really quickly. That's how fast Devin is up the sidelines, and he was gone in a flash of purple. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. A great moment in the first half. In fact, the first return touchdown of the NFL season goes to the Baltimore Ravens, but they come up short on Monday Night Football against the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. It was a lopsided first half. Some opportunities in the second half, and we are pleased to have special guest to talk about it. Kadri Ismail is a former NFL wide receiver and Super Bowl champion. Kadri, I love that you wake up so early in the morning because somebody has to do it. How are you?
Someone has to do it. Someone has to go out there and ready themselves for the world. Yeah, might as well up early and do it. Good morning.
All right, so when you see what happens in the first half with the Chiefs putting up, 300 and something yards, and the Ravens getting most of the yardage on that first drive but unable to get anything going after that. What stands out? What was wrong?
I just thought that what Eric Bieniemy was cooking up and what Patrick Mahomes was doing, there was no defense for it. I thought Wink Martindale was trying his very best as a defensive coordinator for the Ravens to – blitz Mahomes, sit back in the zone, try to, put pressure in a variety of packages, and nothing happened positively for them. Patrick Mahomes was just ice and just so incredibly clutch. At every time you see him with the ball, he's just making the play. And the Ravens, from an offensive standpoint, failed to do so. That's just the bottom line. They were the first time in 14 games they just got outclassed.
When you see the Ravens fall into a hole like that, and typically they're a team that likes to pound the ball down your throat, so they play that ball control game. I mean, generally they're good for 250 yards rushing per game. When you're in a hole, a lot of times you need to throw to climb out of it. How much confidence do you have that they can do that?
Well, when they're in a hole, they haven't been able to do that. So I'm not very confident until I see otherwise. I think the Ravens have a great system. I think the system is built upon, yes, that ball, ground control, play action, run pass option, take your shots down the football field, the middle of the football field. Occasionally, you'll have a outside throw, but for the most part, when it comes to, hey, let's get back in this game, for Greg Roman, the offensive coordinator, as well as Lamar, it seems like they press and things don't happen the way they should, as far as just do what you're supposed to do on this play. You don't have to get it all back in one big swoop. And they wind up making those critical errors, whether it be drops, whether it be sacks, whether it be incorrect throws, whatever it might be. Everyone seems to play their part when they recognize they got to get back into the game.
Obviously, a lot of that responsibility falls on Lamar. Is that something that changes over time? So as he gets older and has more experience, he's still relatively early in his career, though it feels like he's been around for a while.
Of course. I think, Lamar is one of those guys that when something goes wrong, it's not about blaming everybody else. It's about looking at himself. And that's one thing I think teammates appreciate about him. I'm curious to see how he will adapt and adjust. I think this is only going to make him mentally tougher to not allow it to happen again.
Qadri Ismail is a former Ravens wide receiver himself, a Super Bowl champ. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Okay, so I'm excited to hear from your wide receiver brain because I know how you think about these things. Can you imagine playing with a quarterback like Mahomes who can make any throw on the field? I mean, as a wide receiver, what would that be like?
You just salivate and you every single play. So oftentimes, you know, you have your go-to receiver, and that's cool. But if you're, say, a guy that is just clearing it out and you're a decoy, now it's important. Obviously, they saw film. They felt like, you know, this week, if we go ahead and attack at the safety, and now we're going to have an underneath guy come out, and, you know, he's going to be the main, you know, emphasis on particular play. But with, you know, Mahomes, if you're running, it doesn't matter. It's, if I get open, he's going to throw me the football. And I think that's the motivating factor and the difference between some players / coordinators. They'll only say, you know, hey, you can only do X, Y, Z. They put you in a box is the bottom line. Whereas when you're a receiver with Patrick Mahomes, I'm trying to do my absolute best because I know my time is going to come to get the ball.
Here's the part that cracks me up, Qadri. And as you say that, you're right, because everybody has to be ready. They have so many options. And on one of their touchdowns in the first half, what do? They throw to the fullback. He has one target all game, and it's a 5-yard touchdown, and it's down there in the red zone. And then they draw up a play for Eric Fisher, and they declare him an eligible receiver. Again, with so many weapons, Watkins and Hardman and Edwards-Helaire and Tyreek Hill, go on and on. And yet two of his touchdown passes go to guys who you would never even think of.
And that's the genius of Eric Bieniemy. I think his creativity, you know, because you are going to be, as a defense, you are going to be on high alert for those players that you called. You are going to be ready, you know, to try to go out and stop them. And that's where the chess match comes in, because you figure, hey, all right, well, you're going to stop my A players, but you don't realize I got a set of reserves. And I have a set of plays to get the ball to the reserves, and they're good enough to go ahead and beat your second and third string guys. So I think the creativity is sky's the limit, and I love the fact that they all feel so confident with the ball in their hands to make a play. That just speaks volumes of the way they all – a high tide raises all ships. That's the Patrick Mahomes effect.
And I didn't even mention Travis Kelce, of course, the gigantic tight end who is one of the best in the NFL. Qadri Ismail is with us from Baltimore. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Obviously, the Ravens coming off a 14-2 season. Mark Ingram said they added more dogs and ballers. Still a force to be reckoned with. When you look at the team this year, how much do you think they've added? Where do you think they've improved over last year?
So, obviously, what he's talking about, you know, J.K. Dobbins, I think he's going to, you know, get better as he gets more acclimated and understanding the game. And we've seen some really good runs and smart decisions by him. Duvernay, as you saw with the kickoff return, but I think he's going to turn out to be a phenomenal receiver. You look at the offensive line, you got Phillips starting as a guard, and he's a rookie. You look at the secondary, I think Jimmy Smith coming back, but then, you know, Tavon Young goes down with an unfortunate ACL. Jimmy Smith comes in and has to now play a larger role. He was a reserve coming in. Now he's more of a every down guy with regards to playing safety. So there's some flexibility there. I just thought that, you know, they needed to get better at linebacker, and they upgraded with Patrick Queen and company. So, we haven't mentioned the free agent acquisition of Calais Campbell as well. Mm. There are some pieces in place that were already there, but I think they added to it. Make no mistake about it, they, as far as, you know, last night's game, they didn't have the greatest of showings. But I promise you this, I wouldn't want to just say, oh, you know, the Ravens are done after 1 week. I think that this is a team that's going to be coming back hungry.
Yeah, that would be an overreaction, especially if you know the coaching staff and the leadership they've got there. So a couple of questions that are not specific to last night's game, but have you ever, or did you ever play in a stadium that was almost empty, like what we're seeing in a lot of places around the league right now?
Oh, yeah. When I was a mini Mohawk in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, we were playing the Packers, and we were, you know, playing them really well, and all of a sudden I'm looking up and I'm like, oh, everybody get up, this is a critical. Oh, wait a minute, there's no one here. There's my mom up there in the corner. Aww. There's the other kid's mom holding up a sign, and there's the other lady who's sitting down trying to get her other kids to go ahead and settle down. That's about it. You know, you just had, you know, you can hear the cheerleaders on the sideline saying every cheer as well, and you would get distracted when it would be timeout and they're talking about something. Go Mohawks! So that being said, yes. That was the extent of it. It is so surreal to think that you get to this highest level. And for me, when I was doing my pregame broadcast on WJZ-TV, we literally were, like, just hanging out. And we've done it last year where you would have, you know, to be on point just because the pregame crowd noise of going into the stadium was so intense.
Right.
So there's an electricity in the air that is definitely missing. I'm sure Drew Brees and company down there are saying that they wish they had, you know, Who Dat Nation when it comes to, you know, crowd noise going up against a team like Aaron Rodgers and the Packers as well. So it has an effect for sure.
All right, and then one more before I let you go. I mean, you lived it. You were in the NFL for quite a while. There is a young guy. How confident are you that they can get through this season where there are so many protocols and so many restrictions and not have a hiccup or a glitch like what we saw with baseball, really what we saw with almost every other sport?
I am not necessarily amazed, like, oh, my God, I can't. I am pleasantly surprised and happy to see the professionalism of a lot of, you know, the players in the league and the reports showing that, you know, none of them have that, you know, major outbreak that would cause a game to be postponed. So fingers crossed. That's the only thing I can say, you know, and hope that, you know, the guys will be smart and diligent and recognize that, you know, you got to be professional and put the entertainment to the side, which is hard for some guys to kind of concentrate on and do. But, you know, you worked your butt off to get to this point. Let's do the little things to keep it.
Well, now I can't stop thinking about you as a mini Mohawk.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome. I was number 34. I thought I was the next Earl Campbell. I had thigh pads, and my legs weren't that big. Of course, I was just a little skinny little kid, so I put in double thigh pads to have Earl Campbell-like thighs. That was a true story.
Oh, that's great. Thank you for sharing that with me, because I am never going to let you forget that. That's awesome. All right. You can find Qadri on Twitter at Qadri Ismail. So Qadri Ismail. Super Bowl champion, former NFL wide receiver, former Earl Campbell wannabe and mini Mohawk. Qadri, thanks so much for a couple of minutes. You're the best.
Thank you, Amy.
He wanted to be Earl Campbell. Qadri, interesting, because he was a speedy wide receiver. In fact, he's called the missile. He's got missile training now. That's what he does. He does training on the side with a lot of budding athletes. And so proud of him. Longtime friend of mine, and I've been a great supporter for most of my career. We like to support one another. We have a mutual admiration society. So follow him on Twitter. Still does a lot of talk about the Ravens, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.